USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he's comfortable limiting direct stimulus payments to those under certain high-income thresholds. He answered yes when a reporter posed a question during a White House photo op on infrastructure. Biden saying he's crossing the aisle to talk with Republicans regarding the COVID-19 stimulus bill.
We've met, have a number of meetings with Republicans on the coronavirus bill and House, Senate, combination of both, so we're keeping everybody informed.
It does remain unclear, though, if any Republicans will vote for the bill. All of the major markets are in the red Thursday after investors feared inflation to come based on comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Powell saying during a Wall Street Journal conference that he expects some temporary inflation in the time ahead. The Dow losing 346 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Protesters being killed by a military coup has people around the world taking note.
Myanmar security forces have killed more protesters as the military government has stepped up their crackdown on opponents of last month's coup. A UN official says 38 people were killed Wednesday, most in the country's largest city, Yangon. Hundreds have also reportedly been arrested by security forces. The Association of Southeastern Asian Nations released a statement earlier this week calling for an end to the violence and urged both sides to negotiate for a peaceful settlement. The UN Security Council will reportedly meet on Friday to discuss the situation. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There could be a link between COVID-19 deaths and high obesity rates. That's according to the World Obesity Federation's annual report. After observing multiple countries, analysts found a close association between severe COVID cases and higher body weights. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Society of Civil Engineers is rating the infrastructure in the United States.
America's airports, roads, and other systems received a grade of C-, a slight improvement from 2017's D+. Describing America's infrastructure, the American Society of Civil Engineers released its grade on Wednesday. The organization analyzes 17 individual categories, ranging from bridges, roadways, public transit, parks, and ports, and release a grade every 4 years. Grades this year range from a B, good, in rail, to a D- poor in transit. The C grade represents a mediocre rating. Grades in five categories, aviation, drinking water, energy, island waterways, and ports improved. Just one category, bridges, declined. It is the first time in 20 years America's infrastructure is out of the D range. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There's mixed reaction from New Yorkers after hearing Governor Andrew Cuomo's apology following accusations of sexual harassment from three women.
I think it's time for him to resign. I think he's lost a little credibility. I don't trust him. I don't believe him.
Where have these ladies been all this time? And now they're coming out? Leave them alone.
That audio, courtesy of the NBC News affiliate in New York, Cuomo says he's never touched anyone inappropriately and never knew at the time that he was making anyone feel uncomfortable. For that, he says he is sorry. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.